Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Destiny Empowerment Hour, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and ignites the hearts and minds of people globally to pursue their purpose and embrace their destiny.
Destiny Empowerment.
Everywhere, those that's tuning in all over the world, thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of The Business Makeover with your host, your homegirl, none other than Sharice Riley. Yes, I know, I still haven't changed my theme music yet. I haven't come up with the perfect theme song for this show. So if you have an idea of what the perfect theme song, words to a theme song would be perfect for this show, write to me, email me, tweet me, Facebook me, Instagram me, and say, hey, Sharice, I've come up with the perfect song, the perfect intro to your business makeover show. Send that information directly to me at my personal email. That's going to be Sharice Riley, that's Sherisereiley, at destinyempowerment.com. Once again, Sherisereiley, at destinyempowerment.com. I'm definitely open to suggestions. And for many of you all that asked, yes, the original show, Destiny Empowerment Hour, will be coming back in May, mid-May. Yay! We have some great interviews scheduled for you guys. We have some great interviews set up for you guys. We're bringing some great people back on the show to interview on the show that's going to give you some great information. So I'm super excited about that. I'm excited about what's happening with our radio station. And we have some even greater things in the work for the end of the summer. I cannot wait to share everything with you guys. All that's going on, I'm telling you, you are going to be just completely blown away. Well, I want to go ahead and I want to jump into the show tonight because I got so much great feedback from you guys about the show last week, and I want to pick up where we left off at. We've been talking about what it takes to be an entrepreneur and some of the basic steps that many of us miss in starting our business. You know, we go and get the business cards, we do the website, we get the little titles, we do all of that stuff like a lot of old folks used to say, you put the cart before the horse. And when you put the cart before the horse, you're not going anywhere, you know? You're kind of going to just be stuck there. You got a vehicle, but you don't have the vehicle hooked up right in order for it to flow and function in the proper way. So we were going back to basics with the next few shows, just taking you through some just basic things, whether you have a traditional business, a non-traditional business, whether you are funding it yourself, whether you are going after investors, whether you are going to be securing loans from the bank or some type of financial institution. We wanted to make sure you had all of the tools in order to be successful. You know, one of the things that I talk about all the time, I talk about how at the beginning of the year, you know, we all pull out those vision boards or we pull out those dream sheets or we pull out those things and we talk about what we're going to do and how we're going to do it and how we're going to make different things happen. We talk about it, but then we never actually put plans to it. We have the great idea. We have the great spirit behind those ideas. But when it comes to actually putting our plans into action, we don't do that. And we do our business the same way. So that's why sometimes many of our businesses fail or many of our businesses reach a certain plateau and we don't grow or go any further. Or, you know, it's like we seem to get stuck. It's like we're not completely satisfied because we started a business but we didn't fully think it all the way through. So we're taking you back to the basics. So we started touching on some different things last week, just some of the components that's needed if you're going to start your own business and some of the tips of what was important in becoming an entrepreneur. So one of the things that I first started out with was putting a business plan in place. And I know many people were like, oh, no, not the dreadful business plan. It has so many components. I don't know where to start. Can I just pay somebody to do this for me? Listen, guys, it's simple when you know everything that goes into it, everything to make it happen. So I kind of went over everything that goes into your actual business plan, right? We talked about the executive summary, the company description, the market analysis, organization and management, service or product line, your marketing and sales, funding requests, financial projection, appendix, which was optional. We talked about all of those things. So what I'm going to do on tonight's show, one of the biggest things that I wanted to break down for you guys was the executive summary, because this, when you have this component of your business plan kind of down pat or really have an understanding on how that works, it kind of allows the rest of that business plan to kind of flow. It's like the other things come a little easy except when you get to the financial part of it. So, and we'll go into that. So I want to spend just a few minutes, about 10 minutes, breaking down the different parts of the actual executive summary, such as what to include in your summary. Yes, I know. You know, what happens if you're a startup or a new business? So I want to, you know, just talk to you about that tonight. And if you just tuned in, you're listening to The Business Makeover with your host, your homegirl, Sharice Riley, and we are talking about the steps that we as entrepreneurs, when we decide to leave corporate America, meaning from the standpoint of working for someone else, when we decide to become the boss, when we decide to become the CEO, when we decide to become the master of our dreams, when we decide to become the captain of our own ship and put it out on that big old sea, there are certain things you have to know even as a captain. Even though you're the captain, you got the white suit, you got the cute little captain's hat, and you just, you know, you cute. You out there, you got the shades on, you didn't got on the big open ocean, and you're ready to go. Well, there are certain things you need to know about steering that ship or that yacht, or there are certain things you need to know about using the navigation system and how the wind blows and what directions and stuff to head. So there's things you have to put in place. It's nice to have the beautiful yacht, the beautiful boat, and even if it's a cute little fishing boat, it's nice to have that. It's nice to have the outfit that goes along with it, the hat, all of these things that we put in place to dress up our business, the website, the business cards, the, you know, the T-shirt, the pens, the executive pens, all of these different things, the office buildings. But if we don't have the components of how it's going to operate, how it's going to function, then, man, we're going nowhere really, really fast. So your business plan, the executive summary, is often considered one of the most important sections that you are going to find inside your business plan. And this is the section that most people struggle with, okay? So it's going to briefly tell the readers that read it where your company is, where you want to take it, and why your business idea will be successful. Okay, the who, what, when, why, you know, we learned that in school. It's very important. The who, what, when, where, why, that's very important even in your business. So if you're going to be seeking any type of financing, the executive summary is also the first opportunity to grab a potential investor's interest. So this is why that very first component of that business plan is so important and so key. So whether you are looking at launching any type of business, traditional, non-traditional, no matter what you're looking to do, if you are going to require any type of financial investment outside of yourself, whether it's asking friends to buy into your dreams, whether it's asking investors to buy into your dreams, whether you're going after traditional financing through the banks and things of that nature, this component is going to be important. When they read just the executive summary alone, 99.9% of people that you will put this in front of will make their decision whether or not they want to help you or not based off of this here component. So I understand why it makes so, you know, makes so many kind of anxious and like, oh God, I don't know if I want to do this, because this is your opportunity to grab those people. So your executive summary, it's going to highlight, or at least it should highlight your strengths of your overall plan and therefore be the last section you write. However, it usually appears first in your business plan document. So even though they say it should be the last thing you write, it's like an overview of all of the other things. But the great thing is that the great thing about that is if you begin to put the bits and pieces and the components and stuff together, you know, you kind of get your business plan. You know what you need to put inside of it. So when you start working on the other components, the market analysis, who you're going to market, who's your target audience, is it a product or a service that you're going to be selling, are you going to do it from your home, are you going to rent out an office space, are you going to have employees, or is it going to just be you, what is the potential growth, how much money do you project that you're able to making your first year in business, in your first 3 years, or your first, you know, 5 years in business, and how is that going to be allocated, and what are going to be your overhead expenses? Those are basic things that we kind of know when we're sitting down and we're planning out our business, we're planning out our strategy, and also have an exit strategy. So you already have most of that written down, or you know those things, so you pull from that, and you're able to start putting your actual summary together. So here are some of the things that you want to include inside that executive summary, okay? These are going to be key points. So make sure you got your pen and paper. These are going to be key points, okay? Key points that your summary should include. And it's going to be based on the stage of your business. So now I'm going to start off for those that if you already have a business that's established. If your business is already established, you want to make sure you include your mission statement. Your mission statement is going to explain what your business is all about, okay? It should be between several sentences and a paragraph, but it should not be longer than a paragraph, okay? The second component that needs to be in this is the company information. That's right. People need to know about your company. So you want to include a short statement that's going to cover, that covers when your business was formed, okay, the names of the founders and their roles, your number of employees, and your business location. So remember I talked about earlier, I'm like, you already know if this is a sole proprietorship, if it's an LLC, if it's a C-Corp, if it's an S-Corp. You already know if it's just you doing the business or you have business partners and what they role, you know, what they, you know, the roles are. If you're the CEO and they're the director or co-founder or the CFO, chief financial officer, or the COO, chief operating officer, you already know what position are they. Are they a manager? Are they a supervisor? You know, where's your business being housed at? Putting that address there. Is it a physical location that you've rented out, or are you doing it from home? That's where all of that's going to go. So that's going to be one of the components that's inside your executive summary. So you guys, you see, it's not as hard as you think. It's not as overwhelming as you think. It's just it's a puzzle, okay? So you have different pieces of the puzzle that once you bring it all together, it's voila. But this is the thing, guys. It's not one of those 5,000-piece puzzles. Ha ha ha. See, I know that's what you were thinking. You were thinking, okay, Cherise, a puzzle. Did you see those puzzles with all those little pieces and da 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 da? No, it's not a 500-piece puzzle. It's like one of those big 8 to 10-piece puzzles. They have the big pieces that you can look at the pieces, you see where they go. Once you fit it together, it's something you can put together in no time. Okay, you can put it together in no time. You know how we hear the saying a lot of times where people say, man, you made a mountain out of an anthill. And, you know, anthills are so small, but anthills can be dangerous, especially if it's a red anthill. It can be extremely dangerous. You know, it can bite you up. But we tend to make big old mountains out of little bitty anthills. you know, it seems impossible because the way that we're looking at it wrong. We're looking at it in the wrong side, or we're taking information from people who don't know anything about it, who's never done it. They're just assuming because they talk to Pookie and them, and Pookie and them talk to Susan and them, and Susan and them talk to Kevin and them, and Kevin and them talk to Mama and them, and Mama and them talk to Auntie and them, and they sister, brother, cousin, mama, baby, daddy, girlfriends, sister, godmother, grandmother, twice removed, told her that when she started her business. So you see how stuff get all twisted? Because we're getting information through an information line and through a source of people that have never done it before. Period. Okay? So it's not as hard as you think. Very simple components. The next component is your growth highlights. So, and once again, this is the executive summary, what goes into your executive summary if you already have an established business, okay? So your growth highlights. So this is going to include examples of your company's growth, such as your financial or market highlights. And let me give you an example. So say your company is XYZ firm. It increased profit margins and market share year over year since its foundation. So if that was the case, you're going to have graphs and charts that's going to basically show that, okay? Just very simple. The next component is your products and your services. You're going to briefly describe the products and the service that you provide. If you're a company, you're doing one of the two. You're providing a service or you're providing a product. And all you're doing is describing what that product is or what that services. The next component, which is the fifth component, is financial information. So if you're seeking financing, you're going to include any information about your current bank and investors. So you're going to say, okay, hey, this is, if you're your own investor, if you have invested in your business, you've been the sole investor up to this point, you're going to include that in there, along with your banking information, along with your financials, so they can see what you have personally invested. Let me give you a key, especially if you're going after personal investors. A personal investor, if it is a good business model and it makes good sense and it has longevity to it, they will jump at it quicker to help when they see you were willing to put you on the line. Meaning, if you don't invest in your own idea, how do you expect me to invest in your idea? You have to make, you know, you have to make sure that you're that first partaker. And next is you want to summarize future plans. You want to explain where you would like to take your business. So if you are a business owner, you're already in business, if you're putting together a business plan or rewriting your business plan and you're redoing your executive summary, these key components are already for established business. So this is for people that's ready to take that business to the next level. We've been operating in the house for the last 5 years. It's time for us to move to a building. It's time for us to hire employees because we have outgrown our current situation as far as supply and demand goes. We have a demand for our service or a demand for our supply that our current situation does not allow us to grow into. These are the potential earnings. These are the potential clients. We need X amount of dollars in order to grow. You guys watch enough Shark Tank. You know how this goes. What do those people do when they go on Shark Tank? What do you think they're doing when they're standing in front of those sharks? When they're standing in front of Mark Cuban and Damian John and all of those, they are literally rolling off their business plan. They're not handing them a piece of paper. They're talking out their business plan. They're telling them the who, what, when, where, why, and how. They're standing there giving an executive summary. Based on the executive summary they provide to those sharks is determining whether or not, hey, do I want to invest in this, you know, in this product? And this is no different. The only difference is you don't have to stand in front of a person unless you decide to go on Shark Tank. You're putting it on paper and you're submitting it to banks and to financial institutions. And the last part, I already gave you the last part, summarize your future plans, okay? So with the exception of the mission statement, all of the information that's in your executive summary should be covered in a concise fashion and kept to one page. The executive summary is the first part of your business plan many people will see, so each word should count, okay? Once again, that is for those that are already established in business. But don't worry, I have information for those that are looking to, if you're just getting started in business, just starting up in business, and you're saying, okay, Sharice, how do I make this work for me? Okay, don't worry. I got you. I got you, boo. Hold on. Hold on. Just ride with me. Just ride with me. I got you. Going to get you that information. So I'm toggling back and forth between. So I know y'all hear me over here shrugging. You probably saying, Sharice, what are you doing over there? I'm toggling back and forth between screens. Okay? So now, if you are a startup or a new business, you are that man or that woman that said, hey, I just started this business, I got the business card, I got the website, but that's all I've done. I've not done anything. I've not really made any sales. I've not been as successful as I should, or I'm just getting ready to start. I haven't done anything. I got an idea. I got a plan. I've done a little bit of research. What do I need to do from here? So if you are just starting a business, you won't have as much information as somebody that's already established. Instead, this is what you're going to focus on, your experience, and your background, as well as decisions that led you to start this particular business or enterprise, you know, or empire, you know. What brought you to this point? What made you decide to start this? You want to demonstrate that you have done, you know, you want to demonstrate that you have done through market analysis, including information about a need or gap in your target market, how your particular solutions can fill it, convince the reader, the person that's going to be reviewing this, that you can succeed in your target market, and then address your future plans. So this becomes a little bit more. It's about being able to sell. Remember last week we talked about one of the key components. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, you have to be able to be persuasive. Remember we talked about those characteristics? Right. So one of the characteristics of being an entrepreneur is you have to be able to be persuasive. You have to be able to sell me a donkey in the age where I can just go get me a Mercedes. You need to be able to convince me, why do I need to buy this donkey? Why should I buy and ride a donkey opposed to getting into an air-conditioned 2016 Mercedes-Benz coupe, two-door, five? Why should I give that up and buy this donkey? A persuasive person, a person that can sell somebody ice in a snowstorm, they'll be able to sell you that. So you need to be able to persuade me that, okay, you're starting a business, you're getting ready to do this, you're starting a coaching business, you're starting a speaking business. There's enough speakers out there. There's enough coaches out there. What sets you apart? What sets your target market apart from the people that are already doing the same thing that you're doing? What hole? We talked about this a few weeks ago. What gap are you coming to fill? What gap in the market will your product or your service fill or service? That's how you corner, and that's how you kill your executive summary, and I mean kill in a good way, okay? You want to remember that your executive summary is going to be the last thing you write. So the first section of your business plan that you're going to tackle is your company description. Okay, we need to deal with the company description. So your company description is basically going to describe the nature of your business. It's going to list the marketplace needs that you are trying to satisfy. It's going to explain how your products and services meet these needs. You're going to list the specific consumers, organizations, or businesses that your company serve or will serve, target market. And I know you're probably saying, man, Sharice, you really harp on this target market so much. Why do you do that? Because in everything that you do in business, that's important. This is why so many people miss it, because they don't pay attention to their target market. They don't have a clue many a times who their target market is. When you see a company, a business that start in an area, or you see shops go up, or even restaurants, you see restaurants go up and you're thinking, for instance, for those that are in the Dallas, Texas area, Addison. Many people know Addison. That's the place to go hang out. That's the place to go eat. It's all kind of restaurants and stuff up there. But you have to understand demographics. If I decide to go and open up a restaurant in Addison, right off of Beltline, right off of the tollway, I need to make sure if I'm going to open a restaurant, what kind of restaurant am I going to open? If I'm going to open a, for instance, soul food restaurant, I have to consider will the demographics, will the people that I'm targeting to eat at my restaurant, the location that I'm putting it in, what I'm looking to do, where I'm looking to put it, will that area that I'm looking to do it in and what I'm bringing to the table, is my target market in that area? Will they come there and eat my food? When you have a choice of literally 90 other restaurants within a 3 to 4 mile radius, what's going to set my restaurant apart? What am I offering that another restaurant isn't? Everybody now is just about selling macaroni and cheese. Everybody just now, is selling some version of a pork chop or fried chicken, So what is going to set mine apart and make mine different? What area of the market? Well, okay, you have Buttons over there, and even though Buttons sell soul food, they're what I call the higher upper echelon of soul food. It's soul food with a twist. It ain't that real good old soul food. But then now you can't do the soul food with all of the fat back and all of the pork and all of that stuff in it. Why? Because we're living in an age where people are becoming a little bit more health conscious. So even though it tastes good and I may indulge every now and then, I may get out-of-towners who may say, oh, my God, I want to try this. But will I be able to have regular consumers that will come in and that will sit at my restaurant every single day? So now I have to look at where would I put a place like this? Where would I put this? Who is my target market? Who eats this type of food? Not the people in Addison. So I need to, so that's why I harp on target market so much. Understanding your target market, understanding the people that your product or your service or your business is geared toward is going to be very key in you either being successful in business or you failing in business. So when you're understanding your company and you're writing out your company description, those things are important. Listing the specific consumer, the organization, the business, who you're targeting. Explain the competitive advantages that you believe will make your business a success, such as your location. Remember, we just talked about that. Expert personnel. Efficient operations, ability to bring value to the customers. If you are in a coaching business, what makes a client decide to come to you and hire you as a life coach opposed to Susie or John next door? What are you doing different? What area of lack have you identified in the coaching arena that you see for the demographics that you're targeting, for the people you're targeting? That's why it's important to have a specific area. If you're going to go in business, you can't just say, well, I'm just in business. I do a little bit of everything. Now, don't tie that. Don't take that the wrong way and say, well, wait a minute, Sharice. Now I hear you talk about, and I see you post about and tweet about being serial entrepreneurs. So now are you going back on what you said, that I can't have multiple businesses? No, I'm not going back on that. You absolutely, positively can have multiple businesses. But what I'm saying is those multiple businesses are multiple businesses in different areas. You're not opening up a company and say, okay, well, I'm going to open up. You're not Walmart, right? So you go into Walmart. Walmart has a grocery store. They have a bakery. They have a deli. They don't have a seafood department, but then they have a women's clothing section, a men's clothing section. They have a children and infant. They have a house section. They have an automotive section. They have an electronics section. They have a toy section. So Walmart becomes a one-stop shop. Now, if you're opening up a business like that, then that's different. So now you have to look at, I have to compete with the Walmart and the Targets. Okay? I got to compete with the Walmart and the Targets because now Targets have this same thing. What's going to set me aside? What am I going to do different? When Target came on the scene, because Walmart was on the scene first, and when Target came on the scene, Target said, well, hey, we're going to do the same thing, but we're going to quote-unquote supply higher quality. Our clothes are going to be a little bit more expensive. Now, I won't say how much higher quality it is because I bought stuff from Target and washed it one time and it's falling apart. So I don't know how much quality, you know, it is. But then when I look at their foods, now their foods are of a higher quality than the foods you get at Walmart, but then you're going to also pay that price. So when you look for Targets that are super Targets, look at their market. What areas do you normally find a Target in? And what areas do you normally find a Walmart in? I want you to just think about that for a minute. I'm not even going to go there, but I know y'all already saying, I see where this is going. Exactly. It is the same thing with your business. This is why it is important to have a business plan. We hear it all the time. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. When you fail to plan, you plan to fail. When you fail to plan to put something in place, to write something down, to take the proper steps in order to secure your business future, then you have already put a plan into action to fail, to not succeed. Okay? So this is why business plans are important. This is why it is important. You got to have those particular things in place. They're really, really, really key, guys. They're really key. So your business plan, your executive summary, we talked about the different things that's needed. That executive summary, I'm going to drive that point home. I don't want to go into the next components of it. Why? Because we don't have a whole lot of time left. I think we have about 13 minutes. And give me one moment. There's one more thing I did want to bring out on that. And then I will, if anybody's on the phone lines or are listening and you have a question, you can go ahead and tweet that question or Facebook that question to me, or you can press one from your phone line. You can ask that question and we will go ahead and get that answer. If you are listening over the internet and you need the phone number to call in to ask your question or to give your comment, that number is 646-564-9774. That's 646-564-9774. So bear with me one moment. My system is acting a little crazy. It's not letting me pull up what I'm trying to pull up. So just give me one second, guys. Okay, there we go. Now we're getting back on track. All right, so we talked about, you know, that company description and all of that stuff. So we'll go into, on next week's show, I'll give you some other components of the actual, to your actual business plan. The last thing that I did want to give you is just, I wanted to give you 6 easy steps to a simple, practical business plan. So we talked about putting together. Remember, guys, I told you, I said it's really simple. It's really easy to do. So whether or not you've been in business for a long time, whether you are raising money, or whether or not you are looking to expand your business, expand your brand, you have to do a business plan, or you're just starting out and you know the type of business that you need to have a business plan in place because you need to have to, you need to seek financial assistance. I'm going to give you 6 easy steps to a very simple and practical business plan. 1, take some time to think about your business strategy, okay? Think about what's unique about you, what you do best, and what you like to do. Think about what others want you to do. Then think about whom you want to sell to and what types of people, and apply strategic focus. What I mean by that, think about what you're not doing. Remember, you can't do everything. Strategy is focus. Write it down for yourself as simple bullet points. Do just enough to help you remember, and then leave it on your computer. So you want to get your computer out, and you want to take those, you know, steps at first. So let me repeat that to you again, okay? I want you to think about what's unique about you, what you do best, what you like to do. Think about what others have talked about they want you to do. And what I mean by that, I'm not saying what people say, oh, you should be doing this, that, and the other. A lot of times when people tell us that they see a gift in us, they see a talent in us, or they, you know, they see certain strong suits. So I'm talking about the things that kind of relate to what you want to do, and maybe somebody said, man, you would be really good at da-da-da-da-da. You mean, so think about those particular things. Then I want you to think about whom you want to sell to. Who do you want to target, okay? What types of people? Do you want to target, you know, lower class, middle class, upper class? Do you want to target, you know, white people, black people, Asian people? You know what I'm saying? Who do you want to target? Do you want to target single moms? Do you want to target single fathers? Do you want to target newlyweds? Do you want to target seniors? Do you want to target the baby boom community? Who do you want to target? Do you want to target the health conscious individual? Do you want to target, are you in the health field? Do you want to target people that are overweight or that's health conscious or weight conscious? Do you want to target the gym guru? Do you want to target a person who's just messy and not organized and need to get organized? Do you want to target the millennial group? Who do you want to target? That's going to be key. So you got to think about that, guys. Make sure that you think about that. Remember, you cannot do everything. Strategy is going to be focused. The second thing I want you to do is I want you to promise yourself you're going to have a review every month. Set the day for the review ahead of time. Then I want you to list important assumptions. Then I want you to list important dates and deadlines. What is supposed to happen and when is it supposed to happen? Consider your strategy as the long-term goal and direction, and these are steps to make that happen. Make a list so you can manage short and sweet. Okay, make a list so you can manage it. Keep that list short and sweet of key dates. Make sure you know who is responsible for each deadline. So if you're in business, you know, doing business with a partner, or you're getting ready to launch business with someone, you know, hey, it's time to delegate. It's time to put people in position and hold them accountable to getting certain things done. Do a sales forecast, even if what you're offering is a service. Why? It's a service that got to be sold. So do a sales forecast. Break it down into some meaningful units, even if they're like hours or days or trips for a service business, or, you know, the average price of cost if you're, you know, you're making your own lotions and you're going to be selling your bottles of lotions, how much it costs to make it and how much you're going to sell it for. If you're offering a coaching service, how many hours are you offering? How much time? Is it face-to-face? Is it virtual? Are you going to do group? You know, take the time to put that sales forecast together and then do an expense budget. Include payroll, even if the only employee you have is yourself. You need to do payroll for even yourself. How much money are you going to make off of this business? And include your own value, even if you're just taking a draw on profits. So even if you say, okay, if you know, we have the potential to make $10,000 a month, out of the $10,000, we have $5,000 worth of overhead costs. We need $3,000 to go into the next month for operating. So the only profit we have is $2,000 that we're going to make so far right now a month. So I will draw myself a salary off of the $2,000. So I'll leave $1,000 for a, you know, emergency fund or rainy day, and I'll just draw a salary of $1,000. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. That's how that works, okay? So now that didn't take long at all, did it? No, it did not. So now you have a business plan, okay? Be true to your promise to yourself and keep the schedule to review plan versus actual results. Now, these simple steps are for business plans for individuals, even that if you're not submitting it to, if you're not looking for financial support from a traditional bank, as we talked about before, or from investors. If this is a business that you yourself are going to be working, you are your own investor, those steps is what's going to help you stay focus is going to help you stay on track in your business. It's going to help you continue to go back and review your plan to make sure that you're able to check things off. Those are the things that's going to help you. okay, those steps. So if you miss any of that, you'll be able to listen to the show in the archives as soon as it's done. Get out your pen and paper, take some notes. And if you have any questions, you need me to expound on something even further on the next show of Business Makeover, hey, write to me, Sharice Riley at DestinyEmpowerment.com, Sharice Riley at DestinyEmpowerment.com, and I'll make sure I answer your question on the next show. So we have about 5 minutes left in the show, and I have some announcements because I didn't give announcements at the beginning. But if you have a question, if you have a comment, and you want to ask that question now, please feel free. Go ahead and hit me up, ask your question, or press 1 from your phone and ask your question. I'll bring you on the phone line. You can ask your question or give your comment. And if not, I'm going to go into some announcements. So, you know, guys, we've been doing some great things. We've been doing some great things with multiple shows. Yes, multiple shows. We've had some shows on the air. On Sunday nights, we have Keeping It Together with Montavia Morrow. And, guys, y'all know he's been going hard in the paint, baby. He's been going in. You know, so if you're in a relationship, not in a relationship, previous relationship, don't matter what, he's been going in. And on Monday nights, we have the Success Factor with Ken and Kelsey, an amazing married couple that's giving you tips and just sharing with you from their own personal life experience of what it takes to live a successful life in marriage, as business partners, you know, as a wife, as a mother, you know, as a career woman working in corporate America, as an employeepreneur working for someone else and having your own business, you know, planning their exit strategy. You know, we have that show every Monday night, and man, we have some things that's changing with that. They'll be interviewing some dynamic guests as well. So we have some great things that's happening with our radio station. Some more great shows that's coming, a real estate show that's coming, a travel show that's coming, as well as a health show that's coming. And that show is going to be absolutely dynamic. So make sure that you visit the website, www.destinyempowerment.com, to get more information. And you'll notice that when you go to that website, there is a new tab that appears. Woohoo! That tab says the DEN, D-E-N, Destiny Empowerment Networks. When you click on that tab, it's going to automatically route you to our new and improved membership website. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. You have the opportunity now to be a part of such a dynamic network of men and women all across the world that have decided to connect as entrepreneurs, serialpreneurs, employpreneurs that want to help empower you in your purpose and your destiny. We are teaching social entrepreneurship. We're teaching cooperative community collaboration. Man, we are doing some great things, mastermind groups. We have networking events. You name it, we have it going on. We have 3 different levels that you can join and connect with us, and they're yearly memberships, guys. You can start off with just a general level for $100. You can do the second level in, which is $175, where you can connect and become a business partner for $250. Let me tell you, what you get is so dynamic. So if you go to DestinyEmpowerment.com, you click on the DEN, go to the Join Now link, and there's going to be a special video from me to you on that particular page. Do a little bit of surfing around. You get to create your own profile with your picture. You're able to connect with the other members all across the world. You're able to list your business in our business, our online business pages. Man, just some really, really great things. And you also have the opportunity to be a chapter president in your city, state, or country. That's right. You get the opportunity to allow us to bring and to even host yourself events in your city, from workshops to seminars to networking events to conferences, to be able to do some great dynamic things in order to literally change the lives of people and individuals, guys. So I'm super excited about that. Make sure you go to the website, check that out, and join us. Become a member. Join the DEN. We're excited. Membership has its privileges with us. And as you know, if you've been listening to the shows, we've been promoting an amazing, if you're in Dallas, and this is just for the people that are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So if you're in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, we've been promoting an amazing play that's coming to Dallas. That's right. It'll be here May 9th through May 10th. Go to DestinyEmpowerment.com. I'm about to put the information on the website tonight. Get your tickets. Support this play. Love don't pay the bills. Listen, Chico DeBarge, Elise Neal. It's some heavy hitters in here. Tony Grant, Toya from Tiny and Toya. I mean, guys, this is going to be a phenomenon. One of our very own right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. We have to learn how to be people that support one another. I want everybody to get their tickets. Meet me. I'll be there on Sunday. Yes, I know it's Mother's Day. If you got a mother, a sister, a auntie, a godmother, you know, a friend, buy them a ticket and bring them to the play on Mother's Day and join me on May 10th for Love Don't Pay the Bills. It's going to be at the Black Academy of Letters and Arts in Dallas, guys. My show is over. It's already time out. It's already time to say goodbye. But, guys, I'll be back with you next Tuesday from 6 to 6:45 with another episode of The Business Makeover. And don't forget the challenge for those that can come up with the best theme song for this show. Man, I have something special for you. So send me your suggestions to my email, CheriseRiley@DestinyEmpowerment.com. Until next time, guys, I want you to be blessed and make sure you tune in to the rest of our shows. God bless you and good night.